Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Madhyalila, Chapter 17. All glories to Lord Gaurasundara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all glories to Lord Nityananda, the embodiment of the highest mood of devotional service. The narrations of pastimes in Madhyakanda are a cascade of nectar that can wash away the contaminations of faithlessness within. Lord Chaitanya continued his non-stop kirtans, although his true identity remained undisclosed to common men. When he went about the town, the people were stunned by his exquisite looks. They thought he might be Cupid. People also thought that his demeanor was arrogant. The atheists and logicians felt he paid little attention and respect to the scholars holding titles. Walking about in a carefree manner, he associated mostly with his devotees. The atheist would say to Lord Chaitanya, "O Nimai Pandit, as your friends, we advise you to be careful, because the king might summon you to his court any day now. The people do not see you, but hear your night-long kirtans, and because of that their sleep is being disturbed, and they curse you and send reports against you. Naturally, the king believes the people." Lord Chaitanya replied, "Let it be so. Let your words come true. It has been my wish to see the king. I have studied all the scriptures since childhood, and no one inquires from me on any subject, considering me to be too young and immature. I do not usually meet anyone who is wanting to meet me, and so if someone is wanting to have audience with me, I am indeed pleased." The atheist sarcastically continued, "The king is a Muslim. He will not engage himself in a scriptural debate. He will want just to hear your kirtan." The Lord just ignored them and went home. The Lord said to his devotees, "Let us perform kirtan. I feel discontent because I have spoken to atheists today." The Lord of Vaikuntha, Nimai Pandit, began to dance, and all his associates danced around him. Suddenly stopping everything, Lord Chaitanya spoke hesitantly, "Oh, my dear brothers, today everything I do lacks loving ecstasy. Maybe it is due to my having spoken to atheists, or is it that I have offended you? In which case, kindly forgive me and resuscitate my withering soul." The greatly blessed Advaita Acharya, who was dancing, grimaced and plainly said, "How will you feel ecstasy? Nada has drained all out of you. Neither me nor Srivas Pandit can get this love of Godhead, but low-class millers and gardeners are relishing the exchange of love and devotion with you. Even Avadhuta Nityananda is also a recipient of your love, but not me or Srivas Pandit. We have been downgraded and made non-eligible for your love, but this Avadhut came from nowhere and became the storekeeper in charge of the storehouse of love of Godhead. Listen to me, my Lord. If you do not give me this love of Godhead, then I shall suck from you all the love, and then I cannot be blamed for it." Advaita Acharya is always intoxicated with love for Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, he is unmindful of what he says or does. He is an expert in enunciating the fame and glory of Krishna's devotees. He is the property of the Vaishnavas. They can sell him where they want. Such is the degree of his surrender to the Vaishnava devotees. It is not surprising to hear Advaita's words to Lord Chaitanya, for he is a devotee of such a stature that he can purchase even Krishna with his loving devotion. Lord Chaitanya arranges in so many ways for his devotees to advance in spiritual life. Who can understand his mercy and his ways of chastising? The Lord felt empty within, devoid of love of Godhead, and Advaita Acharya clapped his hands and danced. Lord Vishvambhar heard Advaita Acharya speak, but did not reply. Right then he left the house, closing the door behind him. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur went, hurrying after him. The Lord was brooding over the fact that if he was devoid of love of Godhead, then what would be the use of maintaining his body? So he plunged into the waters of the Ganga. Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur almost simultaneously jumped into the water. Swimming swiftly, Nityananda caught the Lord by his hair, and Haridas firmly gripped his feet. They brought Lord Vishvambhar to the safety of the river banks. The Lord inquired of them, "Why did you capture me? What is the necessity of prolonging this lifeless soul which has no love of Godhead, Krishna? You have committed a mistake." Both Nityananda and Haridas were shaking with anticipation as to what may occur next. Lord Gaurachandra, looking at Nityananda, said, "Why did you catch me by the hair?" Nityananda replied, "Why were you trying to commit suicide?" Lord Chaitanya said, "I know you are always engrossed in love of Godhead." Lord Nityananda replied, "O Lord, please forgive everything. The person you could have easily perished is the person you are trying to give up your life for. Your devotees have spoken to you harshly out of loving insolence, and just for this reason must you go away from us, your servitors, you who are their most precious life?" Lord Nityananda, who was always relishing Lord Chaitanya's love, spoke this with a voice full of flattery and tears filled within his eyes. Lord Chaitanya means everything to Lord Nityananda. The Lord said, "Listen carefully, Nityananda and Haridas. Do not disclose to anyone that you have seen me. If anyone inquires, then tell them you do not know anything about my whereabouts. I will remain here in hiding. If you do not follow what I say, then I am not responsible for the consequences." The Lord then went to Nandanacharya's house. The two of them did not reveal any of these facts to anyone, being bound by the Lord's desire. The devotees were in a state of painful shock when they did not receive any news of the Lord. They took shelter of Lord Krishna. They were torn apart by separation from their Lord, which was burning up their minds and hearts. The devotees felt as if thunderstruck, especially Advaita Acharya was ravaged by the tremendous sense of guilt. Feeling intense separation from the Lord, he went home and began to fast without hearing his name. The other devotees also went back to their homes, their hours darkened by deep sorrow. But ensconced within their hearts was their precious treasure, the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord entered Nandanacharya's house and sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu. Nandanacharya felt that his house was now most blessed by the Lord's presence. He fell flat to the ground to offer obeisances to the Lord. He immediately brought fresh new clothes to the Lord, and Lord Chaitanya changed out of his wet clothes into the new ones. Nandanacharya then decorated the Lord with the deity's flower garlands, sandalwood paste, scented oils, and brought him chewing betel leaf and camphor. The Lord enjoyed these offerings made by his pure devotee with loving surrender and forgot his aching heart. The Lord said, "O Nandanacharya, kindly hear me. I want you to hide me here." Nandan replied, "My dear Lord, that is almost an impossible task. Where in this entire creation can you hide? You could not remain hiding within the hearts of living entities, but were made to appear in person by your pure devotees. One who could not hide lying in the middle of the vast milk ocean, how can he hide in the middle of this congested human inhabitation?" Lord Chaitanya smiled, appreciating Nandanacharya's words, and he passed the night in his house. Nandan was indeed very pious and fortunate. He conversed with the Lord the whole night long with the greatest of pleasure, divining topics of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. As if in a short moment the night was gone, and as the Lord looked out, he saw the first faint light peeping through. At first the Lord was chastising Advaita Acharya in his mind, but later he felt very compassionate towards him. Lord Chaitanya instructed Nandanacharya, "Bring Srivas Pandit here alone." Nandan immediately left for Srivas Pandit's house and brought him back with him to the Lord's presence. Srivas Pandit broke down in tears of love as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya. The Lord spoke to him ever so kindly, "Do not worry anymore. Now tell me, how is Advaita Acharya?" Srivas Pandit, after describing the critical conditions of the devotees, said, "And here is more news. Advaita Acharya is on fast since yesterday, and is somehow continuing to live as his body is still there. He is exceedingly afflicted. Be merciful to him, my Lord, and appear before him in person. If this concerned someone other than Advaita, I would not feel responsible. But I know that you mean everything to him. Without you, my Lord, our lives are dark and gloomy. What is the reason we suffer such excruciating pain of separation? Your leaving us is far more than a harsh chastisement. So now kindly return and give us your mercy. Srivas's words made him feel supremely compassionate, and he went to see Advaita. The Lord saw Advaita in a state of abysmal gloom and thinking of himself as the worst offender. He felt that he had become overtly proud from receiving the Lord's special grace, and now by this punishment from him, he was shaking all over his body. This pitiable sight of Advaita's condition softened the Lord's heart, and he spoke to him benignly. O Advaitacharya, get up and see. I, Vishvambhar, have come to see you. Feeling ashamed, Advaita remained silent, and in intense love for the Lord, he just meditated on his lotus feet. Again, Lord Chaitanya addressed him, Rise up, Advaita. Discard your mood of discontentment and go about doing your normal routine. Advaitacharya replied, O Lord, now you have made me do something. All that you speak about me are superfluous phrases. This boosts up my pride, leading me to the path of hell. You have allowed every other devotee to develop a healthy mood of servitorship to you, but to me you show your reverence. You say that I am your servant, but in your mind you harbor some other idea. You are my life, treasure, body, mind, you are everything to me, yet you cause me pain. Of course, that is the prerogative of your supreme position. My dear Lord, I just pray to you for one thing. Kindly allow me to serve you as your eternal servant and give me shelter at your lotus feet as you would to a maidservant's son. Hearing Advaita's words, Lord Chaitanya spoke as all the Vaishnavas listened. The Lord said, Listen, Advaitacharya, I will tell you the truth. Please look at an example drawn from ordinary life. When the king's officer arrives at the palace, the guards at the door make a request. If he sees the king, the officer gets the money and gives the people their wages. The officer requests the king, and on the king's order, he pays the wages to the people. To the officer, the king may give the burden of governing the kingdom, or if the officer commits an offense, the king may, with his left hand, punish him. In the same way, Lord Krishna is the supreme king, the king of the kings of kings. The creator Brahma and the destroyer Shiva are both his servants. Lord Krishna gives them the power to create, and he gives others powers also. If Lord Krishna punishes them, no one can criticize him. The demigoddesses headed by Lakshmi and the demigods headed by Shiva are all subject to be punished by Lord Krishna. Still, Lord Krishna always forgives the offenses of his servants. When he sees someone commit an offense, Lord Krishna gives punishment. Birth after birth, you are Lord Krishna's servant. This I tell you. Rise, bathe, and perform your worship. Don't worry. Take your meal. Advaitacharya became elated. The servant felt happy hearing about his punishment from his master. Advaita said, Now I can say, you are my Lord and Master. And he began to dance, clapping his hands. He was overwhelmed with joy, being assured of the Lord's shelter, and he forgot his previous sorrows. The devotees became very happy, and Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur began laughing. Those who are unfortunate are deprived of relishing this nectarian pastime of the Lord. Advaitacharya is Lord Chaitanya's eternal servitor. Anyone who considers Advaita's spiritual wealth and position as the Lord's servant to be meager and low is in illusion. One should not diminish the significance and standing of a servant of the Supreme Lord, because the Lord never elevates anyone to the position of his servitor until that person has sufficient spiritual realization to attain that transcendental platform. A person first attains liberation, thus breaking the bonds of the materialistic concepts of life. Only then does he become eligible to be a servitor of Lord Krishna. This has been delineated by the great acharyas who have commented upon Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. They all describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord Krishna. The pure devotees of Krishna are all invested with his spiritual potency, and if anyone commits any offenses, Krishna mercifully punishes him to rectify him. Those devotees who are narrow-minded and bigoted start fighting over petty matters. This is a serious deviation from the path of spiritual realization, and so a real knowledgeable devotee will refrain from taking sides in such disputes. Pure devotion means someone who has no doubt that Lord Gaurachandra is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others who doubt this are faithless. Their devotion is impure, which will lead them ultimately to degradation. Such faithless persons sometimes play the part of a guru collecting disciples, having the intelligence of asses and foxes, and instruct them to think that the guru is equal to the Supreme Lord himself. Those who possess the power to create, maintain, and annihilate this material cosmos are certainly not greater than a pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya. One of the best examples of such devotees is Lord Balaram. Although he is the support of the entire cosmic creation, he is still a perfect devotee of Lord Chaitanya. All glory to Lord Nityananda Haladhar, by whose mercy one is able to glorify Lord Chaitanya. Only he can bless one to develop attachment for Lord Chaitanya. All the pastimes I am narrating is possible due to his potency. One thought I always cherish in my mind is that my Lord and Master Nityananda Prabhu is the servant of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.